Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
The following column is titled, When Safety is Used by Top Management to Set an Example. It was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim because he is on the road. Jim says, last week's column was titled, Does Senior Management Cause Safety Issues? This week I want to report on two incidents of which I have direct knowledge where safety missteps by plant managers got them fired. In the first case, an on-site video system caught a plant manager glancing at his cell phone right before he bumped a safety device in the company parking lot. The video history was reviewed, he was found guilty, and quickly found himself out on the street. Like it or not, all must comply with the safety rules. In the second case, the plant manager, during the night shift, climbed atop a large piece of machinery without harnessing up in the proper fall restraint system. Two maintenance workers who had it out for this manager snapped a photo of him on top of the machinery and sent it to the corporate headquarters safety office, which even happened to be in a country other than the one where the incident occurred. The plant manager was instantly fired. So as a leader on your site, if you read this week's and last week's columns, you'll come away realizing that you have to set an example of extremely high standards. Not only must you make sure you set the right standards for your subordinates, you must set the right example with your own actions. Ubiquitous cell phone cameras, even if not allowed in your facility, will make an example of you and cost you your job. Further, your contractors within your purview must be held accountable as well.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Honey, I have something to tell you.
What is it, dear?
The company has given me a great opportunity, and I'm being transferred to another mill out of state. And we'll have to move soon. I'm very excited about this.
I'm proud of you for your opportunity, but we have to move? That's going to be such a hassle. What about the kids? We'll have to find a new home, and how do you find a good realtor? Not to mention enrolling the kids in a new school, finding a new church.
Ah, that reminds me. I heard someone at the mill today mention a website that has resources for people in the pulp and paper industry that are relocating.
Moving doesn't have to be a hassle. SellYouHouses.com has the resources and information to assist you with the moving process. We have a list of realtors in mill towns across the United States. Just go to the town that you are looking to move to. We also have links for schools, churches, chambers of commerce, Department of Motor Vehicles, visitors bureaus, and local government. Just go to SellYouHouses.com.
Wow! Honey, this website has all the resources we need to help us move.
Thank you, SellYouHouses!
If you're moving, just go to SellYouHouses.com. That's CellYouHouses.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
I rose through the industry at a time when safety was growing as an issue that managers were required to deal with. We thought we were doing a good job back in the 70s and 80s. However, as compared to what is going on today, we were not even in the same league as today's best managers. Older managers left over from those days may not realize how important safety has become. Sure, they sit through the meetings and they read the company-mandated policies and procedures, but it is not until they are confronted with the aftermath of a real live incident does the severity of today's rules and regulations hit home. Now, with cell phone cameras as well as video cameras scattered about most properties, disgruntled employees have new ways to deal with bosses they don't like. Top management's hands are tied when they are confronted with photo or video evidence. They are forced to comply with the company policies and regulations that they have put in place and dismiss the manager. It doesn't matter how high the manager's rank and reputation may be. While the situation is serious in the United States, it is even more serious in Europe. I visited a mill in Europe a couple of years ago and had a session with the mill manager. It was a private session, just him and me, and he had only one topic on his mind, safety. This obviously competent manager was worried that a misstep in safety would land him in jail. So if you're a senior site manager, the onus is on you more than ever to follow all safety policies and regulations. Not only is it the right thing to do, failure to do so can and will be used against you. Are you familiar with the episodes I've outlined above? We would love to hear from you in our weekly quiz. Be safe, and we will talk next week. NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2016, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.